eating better. So one thing that's interested about you is obviously you've done the Australian S&C conference recently, and it was mobilisation workshops, is that correct? So I'd be interested in something we hammer home, hips and ankle mobility. Shocking in most athletes we've dealt with, and most players have got hip injuries, groins, adductors, etc. What are some, again, big rocks that you'd say are good things to do, or exercises, or if you get any links, or I can put them in show notes?
A lot of the groin and the adductor injuries come out of poor hip function.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, the hips and the ankles are the big one for our football players. In terms of in terms of hip function, what we usually find is that a lot of our footballers will have an anterior pelvic tilt. So they'll be quite tight through the hip flexors, although that's being addressed more and more often. But they'll be really tight, and that's pretty much because they run, I don't want to say like a duck, but they run very low to the ground. And so they don't get that hip extension. The other thing is that when they're not playing football or doing specific training, they're probably sitting down all day at university or at school. So for that reason, the hip flexors become really tight. Their hamstrings are then always in a lengthened position. So what we need to do is we need to actually strengthen the hamstrings. We need to strengthen the rectus abdominis, which originates on the lower ribs and inserts down on the pubis symphysis. That's going to be exasperating the anterior pelvic tilt as well. Stretch out those hip flexors and get the glutes working. So as you were talking about before, for us, the squat talks all about acceleration. If you can't squat correctly, you can't accelerate correctly in terms of forces. So in terms of mobilization, we're really looking at motor control. We're looking at tissue integrity, and we're looking at joint capsule function. And so in the hips itself, what we find with footballers is that the head of the femur, which is the thigh bone, it starts to jam up towards the front of the pelvic girdle or the hip. And that's what causes those little impingements. So athletes will talk about getting a little pain at the front of their hip, a little bit of an impingement, maybe when they're squatting, maybe when they're doing some running. So what we need to do with that is that we need to do some banded distraction work, some work. So we, as you said, at the strength and conditioning conference, I did a whole workshop on banded distraction, tissue, getting back tissue integrity in running sports, and football is a big running sport. So we get the band of distraction to just try and pull that femur back or that thigh bone back towards the center of the hip. And there's a lot of mobilization techniques that you can use to recenter the thigh bone so it sits in the middle of the pelvis, and allows the athlete to have better function. And then it's just deciding what needs to be stretched, what needs to be strengthened, and getting that balance and that symmetry back through the pelvis.
So in a nutshell, stretch your hip complex, strengthen the hamstrings, strengthen the core.
Yeah, and for joint capsules, reposition the femur in the middle of the pelvic girdle through some banded distraction or some specific mobilization techniques.